Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your host for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus, and I pray that you had a blessed weekend, but I also pray that your week is starting out terrific. Let us go before the Lord in prayer before we begin our session. Spirit of the living God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us clothed in our right mind. God, I thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. Oh, precious Father, I ask that you would just have your way on today, oh God. Move by your spirit and move by the anointing. Oh, precious Father, I ask that you will meet the needs of the people that have needs before you, oh God. Father God, I pray that they have answered prayer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, gracious Father, you said we have not because we ask not. Now, Father God, we come in before you, God, asking you to have your way and move by your spirit, oh gracious Father. And Lord, right now, I ask that you will go over the airways, God. Touch, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Because you are the God of many gods. And God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to bless your holy name. Take over this radio broadcast topic on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you on today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, and I pray that your week is going great. And I also ask that you will continue to keep the children that are going back to school, to regular school, to college, to their various areas of education. I pray that you will continue to keep them uplifted before God, that no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh their dwelling. And I also ask that you would just keep them away from the attacks of the enemy, because Satan is out there to kill, to steal, and destroy. That is his main reason. So keep our children covered while they go back to school. And I also ask that you would just tune in to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. I'm sorry, www.faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. That's faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. Log on there and get you some encouraging words and some devotionals that I have left on there to encourage you along the way. Also, feel free to browse the store, in which I have many, many, trying to do two things at one time. Many things, many books and tapes that I have listed in the store. Feel free to choose one to build up your spiritual library. Also, I want you to take advantage. If you have a question or a comment or a testimony, whatever God puts on your heart, I ask that you will call in to the station. and that is at 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. So now, since we got all of the preliminaries out the way, let us go into this topic. Last week, we had touched on some very good nuggets when the man of God and I was talking about the consequences of rebelling against God's leadership. And we talked about how your blessings will be hindered because of the fact you just refuse to obey your leader that is over you. And if God places a man or woman of God over you, they are accountable for your soul. And so even though you may not agree with what they do, but you know that God has placed you in that area for a season, he has you there for a reason. And it's very dangerous to rebel against them. If you don't understand what they are going through, it is not for you to, per se, chastise them. They are God's leaders. God will do the chastising. That's all you have to do is pray. And it's not good to go around talking about your leader to everyone, because you know what's going to happen. Just like you don't have any upgrade or anything, what's the word I'm trying to say? You don't acknowledge him as the man or woman of God. Someone else won't either. They will start talking to them any kind of way, speaking to them any kind of way, not respecting their office. It doesn't matter what you feel about how they are doing things. If God placed you in that position, in that ministry, that don't mean you have to go along with it. You pray about it. But don't put your mouth on them, because there is consequences for rebelling against God's leadership. Pray about it, because this is the one thing that I like about my pastor. My pastor always tells us to follow him as he follows Christ. And that's when our discernment has to kick in. Is my leader following Christ like he or she should? Because sometimes we don't even understand our leader. That's why when I was adjacent or a personal assistant to another person for over 16 years, I prayed and asked God to give me that person's spirit. I was an armor bearer and personal assistant, and I prayed and asked God to give me that person's spirit. I prayed and asked God to teach me how to armor bearer, or teach me how to move the way she moves or he moves. See, that's why we get upset, because when our leader tells us to do something and rebel, we don't have their spirit. And right then we get confused and we don't want to do it, because if you have their spirit, because spirit connects to spirit, you will know exactly whether or not it's from God or not, because God will tell you, I told him or her to do this. I told him or her to go this way. Because you are connected in the spirit. And let me tell you what happens when you rebel against your leader. When you rebel against your leaders, you are challenging the authority of that man or woman of God that God has placed Lord over you. This is when you rebel. You bring up a challenge against that. Good evening, Apostle AJ. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just going over a recap of what we talked about last Monday about the consequences of rebelling against God's leadership, and I was telling the people of God and out here, I was telling them that no matter if that you don't understand your leader, it's always best not to put your mouth on them, do not talk about them, just pray for them. And I know when I was a personal assistant to Apostle Thomas, I prayed and then I asked God for the woman of God's spirit. Because many times if that you don't have the spirit, man of God, that's where a confusion comes. Because the person that is walking alongside of you, if you don't know the vision that a God has given your leader or them, it's going to be confusion. It's going to be rebellion. It's going to be all of that because of the fact you don't know what God has told them. So that's what I was discussing with them. So would you like to expound on it more?
Woman of God, it's so important for you to have your leader's heart. And the reason why it's so important is because it causes no conflict and it causes no hindrance in the flow of how the ministry takes place. If you notice, you could tell, you could actually leaders who put people in position because they need either babysitting or they need something to do. So they bring those people along with them as far as ministry is concerned, whether it be assignments or whether it be anywhere in the public. And you could see that they're so offbeat, so in sync, until it makes you cringe. When you have good people who undergird you, and when you have a leader that you properly undergird, you will know a lot of times what they're thinking before you thinking it. You will know lot of times what the Spirit of the Lord is calling for you to do before they know what the Spirit of the Lord is calling for you to do, because you are prayerful with them. You fast with them. And when you know you truly are in sync with your leader and you where you need to be with your leader and you understand your leader, you also get some of their same attacks just because you're attached to that ministry or to that particular leader.
And, man of God, I feel like in this day and hour, that's why it is so much rebellion going on within the body of Christ, because they don't know the vision and the heart of the leader. And, instead of them seeking God for themselves, they just rather just go around and assume this is supposed to be like this and this is supposed to be like that. Man of God, what do you tell the ones that are flocking to people that are in position in ministry that are openly rebelling against the pastor? I mean, they are, because I know some. Because when a pastor say he wants you here or he wants you there, even though you don't understand it, they don't go. And then they are in key positions themselves. So what would you tell the ones that are following them that are openly in key positions and rebelling as well?
Share something with the people of God on yesterday, and when they ate it, and when after they actually let it digest in their spirit, I heard some of them hollering in the parking lot. And I said, there is a spirit right now running around inside the church called the spirit of the rodent. And they listened to me. And there's like the spirit of the rodent. I said, the rodent is the one who comes to keep the life cycle going, but the minute something is demanded of them or the minute they have to learn and obey, they end up getting exterminated because they do not want to follow. And then what, if you notice, rodents like mice and hamsters, when they run free, they turn around and they go get their cousins and they significant others, and they go get the drones and everything else. And that's what's going on today inside of the church, is the spirit of the rodent. They got all these people flocking inside of the church. They combining on how to rebel. They're combining on how to be disobedient. They really trying to choke the life out of the leader, but they trying to call it God. And that's what we have, what's happening now inside of the church. But I said yesterday when I was given the word, I said, but it's time for leaders who actually are keen and can, who can actually see and admit when they wrong, to stand up and say, you know what, it's time for me to set some red traps because I've done something wrong. I put the wrong people in position. I allowed the wrong things to go on. I never was prayerful enough when it was time to delegate position, and because of that, the mice has ran loose inside of the church. I said, so if you are a leader or if you are a person who is dealing with the spirit of the rodent, check yourself, then it's time to exterminate. Now, when you got a pile of them sitting down inside of your church, and evidently what they only come when they're comfortable and when they allow a lot of times to do what they want to do. Because when you have a leader who's on top of that, they're not going to allow that to take place, woman of God. And they're going to see that because God is going to show them. And normally the head mice is the one you call the armor bearer. Normally the head mice is the one you call your co-pastor or whoever it is that covers you or who walks and undergirds you in the ministry. So I'm telling you, woman of God, that spirit of the rodent is so bad right now inside of the church because I've just, in one instance, I looked at a church I went to the other day. I've never seen so many witches and warlocks sitting down in one church in my life. And the pastor will always wonder why, he always wonder why he in the hospital. I'm like, and woman of God, by then, you know, when, you know, Apostle, I need your help, and it's this and that. And this, I said, we're in private, so I can talk to you like this. But woman of God, I told him just like this, and I have to say it this way because that's how I was translated. I said, nigga, are you crazy? You got all these witches and warlocks sitting down in here under your nose, and you don't see that? I said, I sat down in here for 5 minutes, and I could see that. I said, your praise and worship leader is the card reader.
Woo,
and you just
God.
Sitting in here, letting her set the atmosphere. I say, oh, you must want me to embalm you. That's what it is. You must be
my
ready
God.
To get out of here. I said, you need to learn how to open your eyes more and begin to look at your surroundings. I said, I'm not helping you clean up nothing. You're going to go ahead and you're going to clean up your own house. But I said, I've seen exactly what it was. We got these people, woman God, choking the life out of the ministry, and the enemy using them to choke the life out of us, and they think what they're doing is of God, but it's not of God. It's, they actually on assignment from the enemy.
Yes. Oh, my God. And that is so true. Man of God, that is so true. And I come from a big ministry because that's what I am in now, a big ministry. And our pastor have ministers under him, and it's so much rebelling in there. It's like a competition against his position. And this is why God had told me to open this up, because there is a competition against his position, and it's sitting in the midst, and he knows it. Because he has said it many times, there are some of them sitting under him that are just really hate him, just seriously hate him. But then because of his name is known, they think by being under him, their name is going to be known as well. And it is just like you said, man, God,
It starts from that rodent, that top head, and it's from people that have think that being in ministry is longer in ministry, think I know more than you. I've been, just because I've been in ministry longer, but then most of all, age-wise, because I respect everybody's age, regardless what it is, and your position. But when it comes to you want to boot me out the way, and then even though I see your motive, oh, we got a problem then, because I know what it is, because it is so bad, that's why I had to bring it out. It's being noticeable now, rebelling against the leadership. Yes, we can disagree with our leader, but we're not supposed to be confrontative with them, going back and forth, in the open. I'm talking about in the open, confrontative. And that's why I say the advice of the young people that is coming up now, just connecting to the older ones, and they are rebelling against it. It's just a mess now, because they're not telling them, be submissive to your leader. Even though you don't understand what they're doing, ask God to give you your leader's heart and their spirit, and then he will do it. So, man of God, in this day and hour, let the people know how dangerous this is, because God is tired of this foolishness, because I know God has dealt with some people about this rebellion, especially openly and privately as well. So what can you tell them too, man of God?
Woman of God, I will tell them, you come against the man or woman of God, you are coming against the assignment that God put in their life. One thing you don't want to do is get God upset, because when you upset God, you are upsetting his assignment that he has in place through the man or woman of God and for the people, what's good is you're going to cause it inside your life. You're going to cause judgment to hit your door. People don't believe this is true, that when you come against God and you come against God yourself, you can fall asleep. You can be all kind of things that have led you to your rebellion. How you try to discombobulate division. And we got so many people, woman of God, who want to discombobulate division, but want to dish it out, but can't take it. And they don't understand that when they are coming against God's people and with the man of God, they are asking for terror to hit their door and to hit their life. Now, I don't have a problem with you being disobedient. It's trying to sabotage everything. And that's the problem we have inside the church, with especially a lot of old heads. They don't want to change. They deeply religious.
Oh, no.
They come against the leader. They fight him.
Yes.
I don't like all the change. I don't feel you should preach longer than an hour. I don't feel you should do this. You should wear a long white suit and all this other stuff. We should only sing these certain kind of songs. And, you know, people say sing to the Lord a new song.
That's it.
It means that not just literally, but it actually means change tunes in every area of your life. So even though those old heads, they are realized, they welcome in the terror of the Lord over their life, because they have to have a shift through the man or woman of God take place in order to keep the people who coming in. But you missing it because you don't want to change.
Exactly. And change is necessary on the day. So I was speaking on that yesterday. It is time for a change. God is seeking that, because he done talked to us long enough. So now we got to come on up and we got to change what it is. That's why it is so imperative to have
some new members class. Every time someone joins the ministry, have a new members class so that they can know what the vision of the ministry is and what the heart of the leader is. That way, you won't fight against it. You will say, okay, because if God gave it to him, I'm running right along with him. So, man, God, you have any last words before we close out?
Woman God, I would tell any leader who know willingly and know purposely that they have someone like that that is inside of their midst or inside of their ministry,
mm-hmm.
they better exterminate
yeah.
them and exterminate them fast, because it's just
mm-hmm.
like a bad cold. It will spread.
Mm-hmm.
And if it spread, you're going to wonder why the ministry is a lot of doors for the ministry is closing up, because
mm-hmm.
these people are not only giving trouble inside of the church, but they represent the church on the outside of the four walls. So
they are
walking billboard for bad advertising. I say exterminate them so that you can eliminate the problem up front, so that nothing grows abnormally inside of the church, and so the church can actually equip and edify all who walk through the door.
That's very good. Very good, man of God. So I thank each and every one of you all for tuning in on today. Continue to keep our children uplifted in prayer for their going back to school this week. Some of them have already began school last week, but keep them in prayer. And keep the families of El Paso, Texas in prayer. Everything that has happened lately, just keep God, keep it before God. Just keep everything before God. And until we meet again next week, y'all have a blessed week. Thank you, Apostle AJ. You have a blessed week. God bless you. Okay, now, if y'all have any questions, that is our time up. If y'all have any questions, y'all will feel free to email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com, and I will be glad to answer your question. I truly thank you all. I'm getting off because my voice is kind of scratchy, and I have another speaking engagement tomorrow. I kind of preached too hard yesterday, but I thank God that I'm coming back around. So keep me in prayer as God is shifting me to new directions and new assignments. God bless you all, and have a great week. Love you guys.